7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans. You might have seen him on the news last night. How you doing, Colin?
Good. How are you, Tommy? Good morning.
I'm all right. So tell me what's going on with the city of New Orleans and this weather event and where we stand now.
Well, where we stand this morning is a little bit better. We've gotten some indication from National Weather Service that it's backed off a little bit on the whole tropical development side. You know, at one point we were looking at a 40 to 50% chance of development. Now it's down to 30. You know, I think the headline is what we saw last night. We're probably going to see a couple more times between today and early Saturday morning. So a lot of lightning, light show kind of moving over the area, some times of some moderate to heavy rainfall. And obviously, we're going to keep looking at that. And we use this as an opportunity to kind of get the public, you know, charged up and ready to go for the high to hurricane season. And I hope people take that seriously. We're really encouraging people to sign up for the NOLA Ready text alerts because, you know, and as I mentioned yesterday in the mayor's press conference that, you know, the worst thing that the thing that keeps me up and bothers me the most is the idea that, you know, we can't get messages out to the public and, you know, we see things that have occurred around the country. And, you know, in particular, I think a lot about Texas over this past couple of weeks that, you know, being able to reach out and send a message quickly to the public is something that, you know, we value really greatly and use this as an opportunity to sign up for those alerts and kind of pay attention to the weather. And just, you know, be safe and we'll get through this on Saturday. And then, you know, this kind of leads to the better habits that we want people to have when it is a larger storm. And we are looking at something that is defined and either a tropical storm or something greater, you know, and because they will come in the future. And this is an opportunity to kind of dust off the cobwebs from last year with your preparedness, start, you know, gathering supplies, getting kits together and having that ready to go. So that at a moment's notice, if you need it, it's there for you.
The other thing about the NOLA Ready alerts tell you when you can neutral ground park and when you can't. And as it stands now,
That's right. You
can still tell me what the deal is with neutral ground parking, Colin.
Yeah, we're not going to change that. You know, we enacted the ability to park on the neutral grounds in the city last night starting at 7 p.m. And we're going to go all the way to Sunday at 7 p.m. And that just gives people an ample amount of time through, you know, obviously we're expecting this weather through Saturday, but, you know, gives them ample amount of time to, you know, both, you know, move those cars off of the neutral ground. We just ask that people, you know, use caution when they do that and try and preserve the neutral grounds as much as possible. We're lucky to have, you know, a lot of manicured, beautiful neutral grounds in the city. And, you know, we do this because we're trying to, you know, keep people safe and trying to protect property to a certain extent. It's totally true. And we just ask also that you don't block someone's driveway when you're doing this, that you don't block intersections and streetcar tracks and sidewalks, and the like. But, you know, use that as a tool to, you know, protect yourself and your property.
So for the most part, do people play nice when it comes to neutral ground parking? And what would you like to remind them of again as it relates to this courtesy that's being extended to them?
Yeah, for the most part, in my experience, people play nice. I mean, there's no issues with it. It's something that has become part of kind of our story and what we do here when we prepare for these things. Because, look, you know, for some people, the car is obviously for everyone. The car is a certain amount of a lifeline, but this is the car that gets you to work. It's the car that gets your kids to school and home. And so it's an important investment that people make in their lives. And we want to make sure that, you know, we can prevent as much as we can, you know, something as simple as street flooding, which, you know, 4 or 5 inches of water in a street can start getting into cars and be a huge problem. And so that's why we do it. But I am reminded by my fellow directors in Public Works and in Parks and Parkways that, you know, when it happens, there is a certain amount of damage that occurs from people driving on the neutral grounds. And so I always at least try and say, you know, just be careful. There's a lot of tree roots in there. It can damage those oak trees. It can damage the grass and the landscaping that has been done on those. And then that does incur an additional cost to the city to repair that work. And, you know, part of the reason why we also extend it out is hopefully it'll allow the ground to dry a little bit before people start getting up there and tearing ruts in the neutral grounds, quite frankly, is what happens.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring that up, Colin. It's like nobody wants it to look like garbage, and if you break it, if you mess it up, it's going to cost money to fix it. So just don't be a jerk. Just take it easy when the ground's wet. Don't tear the grass up. Look at it as if it's your yard. That's all.
We'll take
a break. Pick it up. We get back. 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:54, call it 7:55, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans about neutral ground parking, and somebody texted in and wants to know, how do you define a neutral ground, and are parks considered neutral grounds, example, Coliseum Square?
Well, neutral ground is a median between streets, and really what it is, it's a great question. I would say the definition is anywhere along the city's right-of-way that is higher than the street. But again, I would caution that streetcar tracks, intersections, someone else's driveway, a sidewalk, that's not appropriate. I think what we traditionally think of as the neutral ground is the area near your home that is between streets that has a large, grass area that you can pull up onto.
So,
and certainly, I would say parks would be a little bit more of a dicey situation, and then also private property is off limits.
So when it comes to the rain that you're, or whatever weather you're anticipating, what do you want the people of Orleans Parish to know and do for the next couple of days, Colin, or give me a time frame on it?
Yeah, I think that the flood advisory lasts until 1 a.m. on Saturday morning. I think that, probably around 7 a.m. Saturday, we'll have a better idea that this will be pretty much cleared up. Although now I do see that there is some indication that this may kind of swirl up and go a little bit north of us, I shouldn't say swirl up. It will move north of us and create some rain in central North Louisiana. I think what we saw last night, which was about a half an inch to an inch of rainfall total throughout the day and night, is something that we'll be looking at potentially a few more rounds of that. The Weather Service has backed off to saying between now and Saturday, probably about 2 to 4 inches is what we'd be looking at. I'm tending to think, at least based on this current forecast, it's going to be on the lower end of that we may get another inch to 2 inches of rain between now and Saturday, which is manageable in my opinion. It's all about, and as you know, it's all about how quickly we get a large amount of rain. If we get 3 inches in an hour, we're going to have some street flooding because the old adage, an inch an hour and then a half inch each additional hour with Sewage and Water Board, is pretty much true. They can handle a certain amount, but at some point it becomes, too great for any system to handle. And so they look pretty good with their power and pumping supply that they have right now. And again, there were no issues last night. Overnight, we were watching very closely. I think that for the public, what I would say is, I appreciate everyone taking this seriously. We've looked at some of the flooding that occurred in Texas and just the other day in New York and New Jersey, and we just realized that, these types of events are real, and the types of alerts that come out, we want to make sure are communicated. We don't want people to overreact, but we also don't want people to underreact or to ignore it. And so we're going to take every opportunity to try and use these types of systems as an opportunity to make sure people are getting ready, that they have their plan, and that they're staying communicating with us. And the best way to do that, and I'll promote it again, is by texting NOLA Ready, one word, NOLA Ready, to 77295. It will take you, less than a minute to do, and you'll get an automatic confirmation that you're signed up for the alerts. And then every time we get these, major watch and warning type alerts from the Weather Service, we amplify those. And then we also add in our own messaging about, neutral ground parking restrictions and whether or not city services are going to be impacted. Today we're doing remote work, so you can get all your city services done online if you take advantage of that. And then we'll evaluate for tomorrow. And the reason we do that is because we want to make sure that we're practicing what we preach as far as, you know, why would we be bringing people into work when we're trying to encourage people to, you know, use caution when they're driving around in weather like this. And it looks pretty good right now as far as no rain, but that could change, you know, very quickly.
Give me the number, Colin, that people can text and get that the alerts about the parking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's texting the word NOLA Ready. Type it into your text function on your smart device, NOLA Ready, with no space, to 77295.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you hopefully soon, but not about hurricanes, and maybe it'll be a quiet
That's
season.
Right, Thomas.
There you go. All right. Colin Arnold, thank you. We're going to take a break and back. We'll talk to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about heat illnesses. Stay tuned, WWL.